Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Hello, how are you? Sassini Mambo. Yeah, welcome yet to another episode with me, Talma Wamboi. So first of all, before I start, I have two announcements to make. First is I had promised you guys that I would do a collabo with someone, but unfortunately, this will not be that episode. For this episode, I will be doing a solo act, but for maybe next week, hopefully, I will do a collabo since we both had clashing schedules, but we promised to make time and do the collabo. Second of all, I will be posting on Mondays. Woo! So that the whole weekend, you can prepare yourself for what's about to come on Monday. I hope you're gonna have a good time. Yes. Yeah, I hope you had a wonderful day. I hope you had a wonderful night, a wonderful afternoon, weekend, you know, whatever goes with you. I also want to say thank you so much for all the support I've been getting from you guys. Thank you so much. I know the whole break thing was really short. It was really short. Everyone was complaining, telling me, hey, Bona Podcast, Dakin Kwafu Pizza. So I'm back, and I'm back with a bang, and I'm back with a longer podcast because it seems like people are really enjoying what I do. So, from my recent podcast, I've been amazing. For those who asked, I've been amazing, I've been good, I've been there. Emotionally, you know, psychologically, and I'm good. This energy that I have, I just want to pass it all around to everyone. So yeah, thank you so much for asking, thank you so much for being interested, and thank you so much for, you know, taking concern, or being concerned rather, about me. And I'm so happy, and I'm so grateful to everyone. Okay, so for today's podcast, it's a very interesting topic. So I am going to be giving out my own opinion about this. Okay, I did a research, and I was doing a research about unpopular opinions. So I'm going to give my own opinion to this unpopular opinions. You might agree, you might not disagree. It's all fine with you. And it's all fine with you. But most of them that I've chosen, I don't agree with them. But some of them, I do agree with them. So let's get ready for the podcast. Get your bag of chips, honey, because it's about to get lit up in this B. First of all, this is something that really hurts my feelings, my emotions, it's tugged me. So I read somewhere that Game of Thrones was totally overhyped and boring. First of all, I don't know what your interests are, because, okay, according to me, I loved Game of Thrones. Initially, I thought it was boring. Until I got to a part where it wasn't boring. So I just think you just need to have a positive attitude about being overhyped. Let me tell you, Game of Thrones is and will be the greatest series of all time. You know, when they brought Jon Snow and Khaleesi there, Masimi, I don't know what you guys are interested in. So yeah, that's I basically think Game of Thrones was not overhyped. Game of Thrones was amazing. It wasn't boring at all. It was interesting. It was bomb. That's what I think. That is my opinion. And the next one is, avocados are disgusting. Let me tell you, I don't know where you get your avocados from, because me, where I get my avocados from, they're very amazing, especially, when you put it in gizzeri. My eyes are even watering right now. Or, you put them in ugali and some kales. Oh my god, it's heaven. And let me tell you, I'm one of those people, I can have avocado for breakfast, lunch, dinner, brunch, dessert, just anything. I can put avocado in literally anything. Not to be weird, but I also put avocado in my chapatis. I'm not being weird. I eat my chapatis with a lot of things. So yeah. Next, my next unpopular opinion is that cheese fries are very disgusting. Now, when it comes to this, I actually agree. I don't like cheese fries, especially like cheese fries from KFC. I just find them disgusting. I don't know about you, but that's my opinion. They are very disgusting. They're very ooey-gooey. I don't like ooey-gooey stuff. It's very, yuck. So, yeah. The next one is, someone said, I think fake nails are ridiculous and a waste of money. I mean, I don't really put fake nails. I think in my whole life, I've only kept fake nails once. And that was an experiment. Literally, it was an experiment. My friend was to do fake nails, and so I told her to do them on my hands. And they weren't that bad, but I don't think I'm someone who puts fake nails. Okay, what's a waste of money is putting fake nails than putting gel on fake nails. Like, they will eventually come out together, so why? But anyway, fake nails are not really a waste of time. It depends. And they're not ridiculous. And it also depends on whatever you like and whatever you don't like. And it also depends on, you know, on your nails. Not everyone has amazing nails to, like, do gel only. But fake nails include anything that is not your nail, so meaning all these other acrylics, everything, those are all fake nails. But, you know, if you feel good in them, you do you. You be you. Do whatever you feel is comfortable. So, yeah. And the next thing is that raisins are good on... Okay, first of all. Let me read this. And then let me tell you what it means. So raisins are good, and oatmeal raisin cookies are better than chocolate chip cookies. Where is your mouth gland? Where is your taste glands? Yuck. Oatmeal raisins cookies. Yuck. Okay. First of all, I don't like oatmeal raisin cookies. Ew. I don't like raisins. Ew. If you buy me chocolate with raisins, I eat the chocolate and literally remove the raisins from the chocolate. I can't eat raisins at all. I think if I bite in one of them, I puke. I can't eat fruit cakes because they have raisins. Yuck. Ew. So tell me anything else. I love oats, but I don't like oatmeal cookies. That's just nasty, ew. That's just all messed up, ew. And you want to tell me, first of all, they're better than chocolate chip cookies. Who doesn't like chocolate chip cookies? As in, Fairyland, Maryland, they were built for us. They are... the goddesses of cookies, as in, don't tell me, I guess you tell me they're better than ginger cookies, but also that, umepita, you have crossed the line, umepita mipaka, you have exceeded the unexceedable. So yes, my other popular opinion is related to that, and this is chocolate is gross and has a terrible taste, smells bad, and has a terrible texture. Whew. Ooh, kai. Okay, first of all, chocolate is not gross. Chocolate is amazing. Chocolate is mouth satisfactory. chocolate is mouth filling. Chocolate can literally block your taste buds, and I'm not even lying about it. Chocolate is just amazing. I don't know what happened that you think chocolate is gross, unless you had a bad experience or you're not eating the right chocolate. I don't know where you get your chocolate from, but I know chocolate is amazing. If you buy me chocolate right now, trust me. Trust me, boy, girl. If you buy me chocolate right now, don't even know where that relationship will take us. You don't know. You don't want to know. And so, yeah, my next opinion is, hey, this one is very interesting. So, delivery is trash. I don't know if it's... I understand if it's high school, and I get some people ate bad delivery in high school, but delivery isn't trash. Delivery is amazing. Let me tell you why it's amazing. If you find someone who knows how to cook it, then it's amazing. If you find someone who doesn't know how to cook it, then ugh. Trust me, it took me some time to convince myself delivery is amazing until my mom cooked it and I was like, this is freaking amazing. Freaking amazing. Delivery is amazing. I don't know what people are saying. I think, hey guys, delivery, woo-wee, comes like delivery with avocado. Wow. Okay, now I'm hungry. Let me take a break and eat fast. And I'm back after talking about delivery, and I went to eat, and now I'm back. Jokes, I didn't go to eat. So next thing is, it's rare to find a good-looking Kenyan man. I don't know where you're looking. Are you looking inside shoes, under the carpet, under the bed? Inside your dirty laundry? Because how can you tell me you have never in your whole life seen a good-looking Kenyan man? How? When? Where? Why? Where are you looking? Where are you going? Which crevices are you going to look for this Kenyan man? Because where you're going is not where I am. Because I don't know what people are saying. Actually, let me tell you, Kenyan men are, they are cherry, they are ice cream with little chocolate sprinkles and a cherry on top. That's a Kenyan man. That's one. But I mean, also other men are good looking, but Kenyan men are good looking. I don't know where you're looking for this Kenyan men, which crevices you're looking for them in, because me, where I found the Kenyan men that I know and where I have seen good looking Kenyan men is in Kenya. In Kenya. Let me give you an idea. If I go to the mall, you will find them. Or go to like a church of yours, you will find them. Or just in your estate. Kenyan men are good looking, and Kenyan men are literally everywhere. Go to town. Walk in town. I always got some moja. Just one. Even maybe there's even one listening to me right now. Yeah. Actually, there are who are listening to me right now, and they're very beautiful, very good looking. So, yeah. I don't know where you're looking. Search harder. Search. If you're not finding them, please slide in my DM. I will help you find them very well. So the next one is, Kenyans are the latest East Africans. I don't know about you, but late, most definitely. We're bomb. Let me tell you, Kenyans are bomb. Kenyans are the latest. Kenyans are lit. Let me tell you. Kenya. Our music is not like bongo, but we are linked. Yanni, amazing. If you're a Kenyan and you're out there, just know you're linked. So next one is, apparently, Beyonce is so damn overrated. I mean, let me tell you, Beyonce is a goddess. Beyonce is a force of nature. Beyonce is like, literally the Michael Jackson Beyonce is the Michael Jackson of this generation. Let me tell you. I mean, I don't know if it's just you. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of her music, but Beyonce is bomb. She's not overrated. Let me tell you, this woman can dance and sing at the same time. This woman literally owns, if she decides to buy the world, she can buy it in a snap of her fingertips. Hey, let me tell you, me and Tasha Jim Nasema Nini. Beyonce is just bomb. She's not overrated, she's amazing. She's just a queen, she's a goddess. And I'm not praising her or anything, but I just think Beyonce is bomb. If you don't think she's bomb, you need to watch Homecoming to understand how bomb she is. I'm just saying. Then the next thing is that mashed potatoes are disgusting. I don't know about you, but I love my mashed potatoes. I literally love anything with potatoes. This is mashed potatoes, fries too with potatoes. Just anything that has potatoes inside them is amazing. And how you can, let me tell you, mashed potatoes is bomb because you can literally make it in any way that you want to make it. It's a recipe that you can make with your own recipe. You get, it's not like you don't have to follow a constant procedure. You can put things inside it and make it bomb depending on how you like it. If you think mashed potatoes is gross, then you need to come and taste mine. And Jenny, just slide in that DM. I will come and cook you mashed potatoes. You will cry when you're eating them because of how amazing and delicious they are. So I'm just stating a fact. That's all. Charlie Chaplin. If you don't know Charlie Chaplin, then I don't know where your childhood was at that time. But Charlie Chaplin is, he was an actor who used to do comedy shows, which they never used to talk. So, and it was in black and white. So this next opinion is that Charlie Chaplin is the greatest comedian of all time. Let me tell you. I don't know about of all time, but he was a great comedian, like Charlie Chaplin. Let me tell you, so that you can know how amazing he was. I used to come from school at 4 p.m. and literally turn on to a channel that I knew was being played by Charlie Chaplin. And this was, at that time, it was MTV, so they used to play Charlie Chaplin at around 4. I used to sit down and watch Charlie Chaplin. I would rather sit down and watch Charlie Chaplin and laugh than sit down and do my homework. I was that kind of a kid. That's just who I was. As in, Charlie Chaplin was amazing. I think right now, if I get a sequel of all his show, of all the episodes that he did, I think I would still laugh over and over and over again. Because he was dumb. He was funny. They never used to talk, but the actions that he used to do were just mind-blowing. And the next one is, dogs aren't that great. Let me tell you. When it comes to dogs, that is a sensitive matter. You have hit the sensitive spot in my heart. Dogs are amazing. As in, I don't know. They don't have to be full-grown dogs. They can be puppies. Whichever. But dogs are just amazing. I don't know about cats. Well, cats are... Let me tell you a story. So, one day, my mom doesn't like cats. So one day, she had a cat, and I don't know how that cat survived our house. So one day, our neighbor came and told my mom, "Hey, mama, tell Maya, paka yako imepasikani imekufa." So my mom told that boy, he was called Karaoke, my mom told Karaoke kuja. Here's money, go buy soda, you come and drink and celebrate. This is a blessing. As in, let me tell you, our family doesn't like cats. And it's very weird that now we have a kitten. And she's very nice, but she keeps on crying all the time and it's irritating. But I think we're starting to tolerate cats. But dogs, don't you dare tell me dogs aren't great. Dogs are great, dogs are humble, dogs are adorable, dogs are beautiful, dogs are everything you can ever want. Everything and anything you can ever want, you can find in a dog. A companion, a friend, a neighbor. I don't even know. I don't think I can ever live without dogs. And shout out to my dog, who has been with me from like a long time, and then now it has other dogs. So but now, yeah, but dogs are amazing. I don't know about you. And I'm on my last popular opinion, and this popular opinion is actually very serious. So it says that Kenyan parents worry too much about their family's image in the community. Coming from a family where my siblings are literally amazing and have like one of the amazing jobs like you can ever ask for, because my siblings are, one is a doctor and one is a lawyer, so they are amazing. And so now I can't, literally, the course that I do, yeah, it doesn't have a title. The thing with Kenyan parents is that they want you to do courses that have titles. Either you can be a doctor, a lawyer, a pilot, what else? I think those are like the main things, an engineer. Those are like the main things like Kenyan parents want you to do, because they want to create a certain image of the family to the community. And the thing is, it basically involves jobs, so, and moral character, and this affects the social norms. So basically when I say this, I mean sometimes some parents can actually think you're an embarrassment if you don't do certain things, or if you haven't achieved certain things in your life, and like for example getting married or having a title before your name, or even, you know, having a great job, you know, yeah, having a job that's known. So for example, I wanted to do culinary arts, but my dad wouldn't let me do culinary arts, so that he can portray this image of my daughter doesn't do this other jobs, like she's supposed to do high class title name jobs, you know. And that's just not me. That's not who I am. But I gotta do this. But eventually I will do culinary arts, because that's something that I do love. So I think this is true. Kenyan parents do want to uphold a certain image of the family to the society and to the community, which I think affects us as individuals and affects us as families, because families will end up being divided because they want to keep up a certain image, and someone doesn't want that. Someone thinks of themselves first, and it's true. But I'm hoping that this generation will change that identity as we grow up and become parents, and we're gonna be bomb ass parents. Okay. And so I have come to the end of my podcast. I'm so happy. Yeah, I shared my popular opinions. If you think that I am wrong, then you know what to do. Slide in a DM at Talma Wamboy. Tell me what you think is true, what you think is not true, you know, what you agree with and what you disagree with, it's fine. Just go ahead and tell me, and I will reply to your DMs. Thank you so much for listening. Woo! So, yeah, like, share, and subscribe. And, you know, tell your friends, so that your family can continue growing. And we can continue flourishing and becoming beautiful citizens of this Kenya of ours. And as I say at the end of every podcast, stay healthy, stay positive, listen to positive music, woo, drink water, stay beautiful, be blessed, stay safe. And I forgot the last thing, that stay blessed as always. Yeah, I love you all so much. Bye. Control.